Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact.
He's totally sober, she's not that drunk.
He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb.
She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Test. 1, 2, 3, test. 1, 2, 3, test.
Oh, God, I got to get it together.
Do it.
I got to get it together. Testing, 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 testing.
It's barely moving. Go up.
Talk. I can't. I can't do this every week. I can't. I'm going to end it right now. This is our last podcast of the year of our lives. If you keep telling me I have to talk up, this is how I talk. You either have to learn
how
to use it in the...
That's a good level. You started off by going, test.
No, I didn't.
Yes. Okay.
No.
Well, this is it, folks. The last of 2015. Let's throw out a quick Amazon plug. Here, you do these better. And do
it. I know what you're doing. I'm going to... My New Year's resolution is to do the reads appropriately.
We don't have any reads because the broker doesn't want to give us any.
If you're going to buy something online, why not look at Amazon.com? It's a great way to help support Riotcast and the My Wife Hates Me podcast. If you do, please go to riotcast.com/My Wife Hates Me and click the Amazon button before you shop. You can also bookmark the page for future purchases.
See? Here's the deal.
Can I just say this, though? Because I've gotten a few long talks about not doing funny reads.
By who?
By you and others.
Who else?
I'm not going to say.
Name one.
Gotten the information loud and clear. If you want to do a read, do it right. But I don't like the implication that I was doing funny reads so that because I felt like I was too good for doing it. That's not it at all. I was doing funny reads because I thought it was funny.
No.
I'm a comedian.
Yeah.
Deep down in my vagina, it's all comedy, man. It doesn't have anything to do with like wanting to impress my LA friends, as it was pointed out. First of all, I don't have any LA friends anymore. I barely have any friends.
You know what? I should call Bobby and put him on speaker and see if we can do it.
Yeah, tell Bobby, like, look, we promised we wouldn't do this anymore, the speaker call
thing.
Let's
try it one
more
time.
Because you know how to do... Somebody sent you explicit instructions on how to do it with a telephone call.
Did I?
And you...
I screwed up.
Didn't...
We got to do it on Skype. I could do it on, what do you call it? Periscope.
No, what? Are you out of your mind? Do you know
what
Periscope is? You don't call people on Periscope.
Oh, you're right.
What is wrong with you?
What's wrong with me? There's nothing wrong with me. What I'm saying is, let's see if we can get Bobby on the phone.
We took our tree down. Thank God. Such a fucking eyesore. Christmas. It's a terrible holiday.
I don't like it. Hold on, folks. We're going to pick this up, I promise you.
First of all, I don't like having to be nice for the holidays.
We're not nice. Oh, to other people, you mean?
You know, there's a...
Can you get to my phone, leave a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
That sounds like he's picking up.
Yeah, it's an awful... I hate that.
Yeah, Bobby, it's Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane. you would have been on speakerphone. We're doing our podcast, and I'm discussing with Bonnie how, and she also agrees.
I've been beaten down.
Bonnie's going to do our reads perfectly in 2016, and I was pointing
I'm
out to her.
I'm throwing money away. I'm just throwing money away by being
out to
funny.
Her that she's
I'm
losing
using
us
my
money.
Comedy skills.
Goodbye.
It's ironic, though, isn't it?
What's ironic?
That I'm using comedy, and it's hurting me. The people like it. They enjoy the read.
No, yeah. Do you think you? No,
I know.
You,
I'm just saying it's ironic that it's like, oh, that me giving joy to other people is what's holding us back financially.
Do you know who doesn't like it? The sponsors. Do you,
I know
when Opie
I know they
when
don't
Opie
like
does
it,
a read
pussies.
When Opie does a read or Howard Stern does a read, when they all do reads, they do them word for word.
I love how you fucking jerk offs, you know, and I'll include Bobby in that, and I'll include fucking the other guy in it too.
Who? Rob?
Rob Sprantz.
Yeah.
Yeah, you three jerk offs who are like, money's everything.
No, it isn't.
And and also the Howard does it, Opie does it. It's like, I'm not Howard or Opie. I'm my own thing. I don't have to follow the rules
right.
of anybody else.
I'd fuck
I'm
Howard.
My own thing.
I'd fuck Howard or Opie.
Yeah.
You follow your own rules? Well, guess what?
Yeah.
In life, you can't always make up your own rules.
I'm learning that. I'm just saying the arguments used against me or in order for me to toe the company line are ridiculous.
No, they're not. We haven't done a read all year pretty much because of you.
Oh, that I'm taking money out of other people's pockets?
Yes. Yes. The one company that dropped us, I think, dropped the whole network. Now there's a broker.
Well, they should have reread their copy before they sent it to me.
Oh,
she may say no, but she means yes. I mean, nobody puts that. You shouldn't put that in your copy.
That's the reason. That's the reason. You're telling.
And I'm supposed to just glance over it. The fact that Howard Stern or Opie wouldn't bring that up, that makes them, you should be saying they're shittier people. For not mentioning that.
No.
Oh, you're just going to say those things?
Yeah.
Straight faced?
That's what pays the bills. That's what keeps the world going.
Well, guess what? You know why? Because.
Okay. That's what keeps truckers in work. That's what keeps people that the docks that load.
I'm a man of the people.
Okay. Yeah. Well, no.
So you know this. I'll say this. I will, whatever you call it, selling out, I believe.
No.
Like the rest of you jerk offs have done. I will do that too. I will get on board. But know this, people. When you hear me doing a read, there's all kinds of jokes bouncing around in my head that I'm not allowed to say.
No, let me tell you.
And it is the same. Yeah, it's exactly like I'm not allowed to do rape jokes anymore. I'm not allowed to talk about 87,000 things
can do
on stage
on
anymore.
Stage.
And now, even on my podcast, it's like, guess what?
Guess what?
Holding my head underwater.
No, let me tell you something. Let me tell you, when you lose, a read for us in advertising.
I really don't think Ross Francis is a jerk off. I should just point that out. I included him, but.
Okay, this is what, you know who it affects? It affects so many people because that product is not being sold. There's a trucker that's losing money because he's not delivering something. There's enough people willing to sell out.
You think it would be refreshing that one person
You think you're just taking food out of our mouths? You're taking food out of a plethora of people. Okay.
Richard, word of the day calendar.
Okay. It's just
All right. I get it. I've been fucking yelled at about
this.
It's
catastrophic
enough.
What you're doing. It is. It's catastrophic now.
That word is from Tuesday. Still remembers it.
The effect it has amongst other hardworking blue collar people. That's all. You know, and then you're taking it away from other podcasts.
Collateral damage. I get it.
You know, just,
I've stopped. Okay.
So I want you to promise.
I promise.
That you'll do the read.
Want me to do the read again?
That's our read.
You.
Who cares about that read? But go ahead. You practice on that. Let's see what you would do. Let's say Amazon said, here, do this read.
Hey, if you're going to buy something online, why not look at Amazon.com?
Why are you blinking?
Oh, I'm not allowed to blink?
Oh. Who's right. that?
Fucking, I gotta shut this off.
Who is it?
It's Raina's friend.
Why do they keep calling? God, these kids gotta get a life. All right, now do it like, say Amazon. Say, can you do this for
okay,
us?
Okay, yeah, but nobody can see, so why don't you stop? I have okay. to blink because it's not, it goes against my,
all right,
it's like when people like are lying or something.
I'll pretend
but
I'm
you don't need to say I'm blinking. Okay. You just think they'll just hear it.
I'll pretend I'm an Amazon executive and you're coming in.
Oh, I have to do it like, I'm not allowed to blink or scratch no, okay, or but, no, but squirm or anything.
Okay, hi, what's your name, miss?
Hi, I'm Bonnie McFarlane.
And what part are you reading for?
I'm reading for the Amazon spokesperson.
Okay.
Hey, if you're going to buy something online, why not look at Amazon.com? It's a great way to help support Riotcast.
Can you do it one of your tits out, please?
Okay, do you want me to do it or not?
Okay, I mean, I'm just joking with you. You're a comic. I'm sorry.
Oh, really? Now I'm allowed to be a comic? Am I a no. comic or I'm not a
no,
comic?
No, I'm sorry. That's my fault.
Yeah,
that's...
I'm not a comic. You're I'm not a fucking comic. Spokesperson,
okay,
aren't
yes,
I?
Okay, yes. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
If you're going to buy something online, why not look at Amazon.com? It's a great way to help support Riotcast and the My Wife Hates Me podcast. If you do, please go to Riotcast.com/My Wife Hates Me and click the Amazon button before you shop. You can also bookmark the page for future purchases. It's that easy. So thanks again for supporting the show by going to Riotcast.com/My Wife Hates Me and click the Amazon button before you shop.
See, that was perfect. I would give you a call back. Not only is that perfect, I could see you doing that on TV, in
what
print ads.
Done?
I could see you doing...
Killed
you know,
them all, of course. Not the burping.
I could see you doing that all
I'm
across
not,
the
great.
Board.
No, good. We'll have money. I won't be able to sleep at night. It's fantastic. I feel great about it. Oh, I'm breaking out in a rash. No problem. Don't worry about it. Well, I'll just get some cream from Amazon.com and I'll click the Amazon button before I shop.
Yeah, why would it buy? Why are you drinking coffee 3 hours old? Is that new coffee?
I just made it.
Oh.
Also, what do you care?
I don't like people that drink old coffee.
Shut up.
I don't like people that drink old coffee. All right.
Oh,
well, now we have this down. You made your promise.
I've made my pledge to America.
Okay, talk.
I will sell out for the rest of the year. I will do the reads as instructed by the trio of men hovering over this podcast. I would like to say to Rob Sprance, Robert Kelly, and Richard Voss, I hereby promise to never make a joke ever again during a read. I hope you enjoy the $2.40 this brings everyone.
Yeah, it brings people money.
It brings people money.
Do you complain if... If you
people say, oh, women aren't funny. Women aren't funny. Then when they're funny, it's like, hey, what, you want to stop doing that? You want to stop being funny?
What did you put in coffee? You put cinnamon or something?
I put a little cinnamon in it.
What, you know who puts cinnamon
oh
in coffee?
Oh, my God. You say this every time. What? Listen
what?
To
no,
me
I don't,
for
no.
a second.
What?
It's 10 fucking years of every time I've ever put cinnamon in coffee.
What have I said?
Yeah, people, it was shitty coffee. They put cinnamon in it just to hide the taste.
Did I tell you that
of
before?
Of the shitty coffee. Every single fucking
time. I've
told
time. You that before.
Every single time. Every single time we drive by that fucking, where our gym used to be, you go, look at that. They kicked everybody out of there. It's still empty. They're losing money.
It's been empty for 2 years.
Yeah, but why do you say it every fucking time we drive by it?
What about, do I just say anything about the new retro going up? Do I say? I didn't know I said the cinnamon thing to you before.
You didn't? You didn't know that?
No.
Okay. All right. Is this mold? Is this mold? Every time you come into our house?
Well, maybe if I get an answer, I wouldn't have to repeat.
I've said it. How many times do you want me to say it? I don't know. I don't know how to test for mold. I don't know how to eyeball it and say that's mold. I don't know what fucking mold looks like on the side of a fucking building, okay?
Well, why don't you agree about the cinnamon?
If it was moss, I might be able to make a better visual identification. All mold? Right. I don't even know what color it's supposed to be. Black or green? I don't know.
There's all different types of mold.
Is there?
Yeah. There's bad molding... And regular mold.
Uh-huh, I know which one you are.
Oh, oh, oh. I'm regular or bad mold?
You're bad mold.
Okay. All right. So let's discuss. Well, we just celebrated Christmas. We got.
Did we celebrate it?
No, we woke up, gave gifts to our kids, each other.
I always say, oh, the day that Jesus was born. Hark, I hear the angels sing. Glory. Okay, we always, it's such a religious holiday for us.
No, we got our daughter, she can't believe in Santa. She doesn't.
We've made enough mistakes that she can't. And she kept saying it's from Walmart.
What, the bed?
Yes.
How did she know it was from Walmart?
It says it on the box.
Oh, we got her a nice loft bed. And Bonnie and I put it together as a couple. And we did over Raina's room and our living room. And our house is livable now. The living room came out great. I mean, that rug makes it. We have a different throw rug that completely turns the whole living space around. We had this ugly throw rug that my sister gave us. And now this fucking one makes everything look perfect, doesn't it?
Killed them all, of course.
And then Bonnie got a new car for Christmas.
We told him that already.
We did?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, we did?
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't do a podcast after Christmas, did we?
No.
No. This is our first one. When was Christmas?
Thursday. We did it Christmas Eve.
No.
Yes.
Christmas was already last Thursday?
Yeah.
Christmas Eve was Thursday or Thursday? It was Friday. Christmas is Friday.
Right. Christmas Eve was Thursday. So we did our last podcast a week ago today.
Oh.
Christmas Eve we did it, and New Year's Eve we're doing it because you, our listeners, are important to us. So regardless of the fact that no one else is doing podcasts this week, we've taken the time to write down a few things. What's on that paper in front of you there, Rich? The stuff you wrote down about the year?
No.
Things that we've accomplished this year?
No.
Oh, it's how to get the podcast started. What are we on? 150? How many have we done?
About 180.
Almost 200 podcasts. He still has to follow a sheet. 140 IQ, everybody.
41.
Oh, 141. I keep forgetting that one.
I just like keep it in here as a blanket. Safety blanket or a net. Safety net. Some people say safety blanket or safety net. What do you prefer? Safety net?
Piece of paper with the fucking instructions written on it.
You don't like safety net or safety blanket? Tell me.
Stop doing that with your shoulders when you go, tell me. Tell me. Tell me.
We have, you know what we should do?
What?
We should have.
Do chill, darling.
We should have sex one last time in 2015.
I'll do it.
How?
From behind.
Where? How are we going to do it with her?
Stand just in the bathroom at the stand.
No.
Why? We used to always do it in the bathroom at comedy clubs.
We didn't. No, we didn't. One time.
Almost every comedy club in the country.
Oh, we had sex in the bathroom?
You don't remember?
What's wrong with your hand? Why is there a big scar on your hand?
I don't know. I burnt it and this just keeps.
Didn't you fall? Did you get a bruise last night getting undressed? You fell?
I fell getting undressed. And I scraped my leg all down on the.
Rina,
there was one of the drawers was open. Oh, Jessica.
Oh, she's coming. Our daughter. My oldest daughter.
Maybe she just
to do.
Needed a little prompting. She's coming with us tonight. We're working at the stand. We're bringing Jessica and Raina.
Next
week. We don't believe in paying for babysitters.
Yep. I want to spend time with our daughters New Year's Eve.
I hope you don't get a hotel.
I didn't get a hotel.
Let's drive back.
We'll drive back.
Hey, can you turn it off, please?
I'm going to turn it. Really? You get more text than anybody I know all day long.
Yeah, not during the podcast. I turn my phone off.
That's what I'm doing right now, but I'm waiting to see what if Bobby calls.
You get more texts than anyone I know. You don't know anyone, and how would you know who's getting texts? You don't know how many texts Bobby gets.
It's just, it's a figure of speech.
You don't know how many texts. Didn't Jessica and Ellen one time, you got like how many text messages they did in 1 year when they were in school?
Still? No, a week. In
yeah,
a week
it was
or
like
a month.
Ridiculous.
1,000 a month or something they were doing.
That's back when you had to pay for each individual.
No, I had unlimited. Unlimited. So our last podcast of 2015, I guess career-wise was 2015.
Career
was 2015 a good year? I mean, we did a couple pilots this year, right? I mean, they weren't picked. Was that this year that we did them? Or was that last
you
year?
You got the stuff in your eye. We did them this year.
The one where...
Yes.
The My Wife Hates Me pilot, besides the podcast ones? It seems like it was... Nah, that was the year before. Well, this year I sold my CD, at least to Sirius. That's productive. I shot an hour, but I don't know if I'm going to use it. That's productive. You know, you got to... In this business, you got to see progression every year or something, or else you start stagnating. You know what I mean?
I'm just giving up.
That's what the business wants.
They want
you
to give up. I know, but so many people have so much drive, and I just don't have it.
You don't just keep creating. That's it.
I know. I'll keep creating. I can't stop, but I don't. I give up.
You can't stop creating. 24 hours a day. Is that what you're doing?
I can't stop. I just keep writing shit. I can't. My brain won't shut down.
Did you write about falling last night? As you were falling, were you thinking about a story?
I said, this has got to go in a movie. This is wonderful. this is hysterical.
That's one thing they can't do to you, is they can't take your creativity away. So you keep creating.
I know, but they can certainly take away
the joy.
You know, there's a girl that wrote a thing on Instagram, and I'm going to be careful here because it doesn't have anything to do with what she wrote about. It's the fact that she said in that post, well, first of all, she said, those of you who live in Los Angeles have already seen me doing these jokes about this certain topic, which I feel like when people say stuff like that, it's so amazing to me. Like, you don't have a thing in your brain that stops you and goes, oh, well, I mean, why would I assume that everyone in Los Angeles knows about me in my particular...
Even if
they knew about you, would they like?
First of all, you could tell the story. Who it's a, what's
no,
about.
Because I don't feel like getting into some weird like.
You're not against
tricky thing. I'm not against it. Her posting this thing on Instagram or anything.
Why not Facebook? It became all over Facebook.
Well, she posted it on Instagram.
Yeah,
I actually like her. I think she's a funny comedian. I've never met her. I've just seen her do stand up. But she wrote about something very personal. But the part of it was when she was saying, like, I'm going to be doing these jokes. So basically,
jokes.
She's saying, I mean, I'm taking it. I can't remember exactly what she said in the post, but it had something like, you know, it was sort of asking for support. If you see me doing these dark jokes, you know. Kind of like,
look, either it's funny or it's not.
It's like you don't get to do that. You either get to do your jokes and hope people like it. I don't get to send out a fucking letter in advance saying like, I am now going to, please let it be noted that I am on the correct side of things, and even though this is dark humor, I'm a good person, therefore you should be on my side. You don't get to do that. That's not the way it works.
I'm going
to
send out.
And yet it is the way it works because that's the way it's working.
I'm going to send out tweets and a whole Facebook thing saying, look, I'm going to write a new 10 minutes on all recovery material because I'm in recovery.
Yeah.
And I want you, I want you guys to like it and know where I'm coming from and laugh. And when you hear that recovery material, you'll know where it's coming from. You know what I mean? I want the whole history of my life.
Look,
out there.
Guys,
I guess I wasn't as explanatory as you.
Explanatory? That was not one of your words of the day.
Explanatory is not a word, you don't think?
No, I don't think.
Yeah.
Explanatory?
Explan, not explain. Explanatory.
Okay. Well, then you should pronounce it correctly.
I said explanatory.
No, you didn't.
I did too.
Explanatory.
No, I said explanatory, but go ahead. All right. Go ahead. You want to try to dilute everything I say and disregard and push it to the side? Go right ahead.
I'm not disregarding you, husband.
But the person that was involved in this, like, how had to be cringing. Now, if that person,
well, that person, if
that's
okay,
true,
so this was like good, domestic good. Violence. So if the person that she's going to talk about on stage
is that
guilty,
person, good. Good.
Then
it should be put out there.
Right. She has every right to talk about it. It's her experience. Whatever. I just don't think you should. I just, the only problem I have with any of it is it, see, once you, it's like, put your story out there. Maybe it'll help other people. I think that's great. You know, but once you start asking people to, like, and also if you could applaud every time I do these jokes, I think that would really
and
help
also,
me in my recovery.
Also,
that's like where it starts to get a little weird.
Also,
like,
I'll be
selling. That's like so exploitative.
And if you could also help, I'll be selling dolls with bruises on them.
Rich, or take. See, this is why I didn't want to talk about it, because you don't know where to end it.
I don't.
No.
I'm not being mean.
I'm saying you have to be careful when you talk about this stuff.
You do?
Yeah.
You can't be funny at all. Is it kind of like a...
Right, no, because
it's like
you're...
a read. It's like a read. You can't
it's
be funny.
Right. You
I'm a comic. I thought I was allowed to be funny.
No.
Nope.
No, you're not. No, you're not. If I'm not allowed to be funny on a fucking Pro Flowers read, then you're not allowed to be funny.
We were discussing this at the Comedy Show the other night, and some people... Like, I guess when you get me, Keith, and Bonnie, and other people to discuss certain things, it kind of, no, I'm not saying, I'm just saying we all agreed it was the right thing to do. That's all we're saying. It
what,
was,
to beat but her?
To what? No. Oh, well, see? See, you can do it.
It made it sound like that.
No.
It made it sound like that.
No. I want, you know, look, I don't know this person. I don't know that person. I don't know these stories. I'm closer to another story, which I hope resolves itself in whatever way it's supposed to. But
the marital rape that I've accused you of?
No.
Is that what you're
you never
about?
Accused me, and don't put that out there.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
We're in such a weird it's like so scary to talk about things like, God forbid you get feminist backlash. It's like the scariest thing in the world.
What?
Like everyone just fucking jumps on you. Oh God. Oh my God.
Why? It took them 2 years to arrest Bill Cosby.
Am I the only person that is still on Bill Cosby's side? I don't believe the allegations.
But you know what? It's so funny.
See,
I can't make
even
a
saying
joke.
That, people would be like,
well, you just did.
I know. That's I'm like, now I have to say, I'm just kidding. Please don't.
You're Team Cosby now, you're saying.
I'm going to get a t-shirt. Steve Cosby.
Can you imagine selling those after
shows?
Oh,
can you start that hashtag, Team Cosby?
How do you start a hashtag?
Oh, okay, forget it.
You just do hashtag
do
Team
it.
Cosby?
I'll do it right now.
I know.
I'll just go with Team Cosby. I'll get so much shit. You won't even believe it.
Well, a girl can do it. A guy can't do it. Your phone's over on the chair where you threw it, stupid. A guy can do it.
Excuse me. That is emotional violence or something. I don't know what it's called.
Verbal abuse?
Verbal
is
abuse.
Is that what it's called?
You've called me stupid in front of people that, like, the horror in their faces is awful. And then I there's nothing I can do. Like, if I'm like, oh, don't worry about it, it's fine. Then I'm like some battered wife that's so
scared. That's so
scared.
Funny. We did radio and Margaret Cho yelled at
well,
me.
Margaret Cho was like, don't you dare.
Well,
I
she's
was like,
very, very pro-women.
Well, no, I mean, obviously so am I.
No, you're not. You
Are
don't
you
like.
Kidding me?
You fucking.
You always say that, and it's so wrong. It is so wrong.
You're pro women, but you always have something bad to say about them.
I'm a rational, fucking smart human being. I understand, and I have a critical eye on things because I'm a comedian. But that by no means would you ever should you ever say.
I gotta go buy a back scratcher.
Oh, my friend had a sex dream about Conan O'Brien.
Had what?
She just wrote me that she had a sex dream about Conan O'Brien.
Oh, ugh. Come on, what are you doing on the phone? What are you supposed to be doing?
I'm just doing this.
What? Hashtag what?
I'm just doing...
Team Cosby?
Hashtag...
Let me see how you do it. I mean, I know how to do it, but how you just start the whole thing to trend.
I don't know. You can't just start something trending.
What are you putting?
Team Cosby.
You got to put the hashtag.
I did the hashtag.
Oh.
Oh, my God. There. Now, watch. It changed it. Oh, fucking team isn't.
You could go back.
I got to delete it.
Delete it. Go back.
How?
You go to the where the thing is and just put more and delete it. Go to where it posted and delete it.
Oh, God. I don't know.
You know where you follow people?
Yes, but...
Go there and it'll be posted and now you delete it. Hit more.
Where?
Where's your team? Where is it? Right there?
Team isn't. It comes up.
Hit it. Delete it. Now it says more. Those three buttons...
Delete tweet. I gotta do it again. Don't you fucking. Why does it do that? Don't. You could keep talking if you want. This is riveting.
Holy Jesus. How hard is it to write hashtag Team Cosby? You know, somebody called me to do a goddamn New Year's Eve gig tonight.
There.
We're in the city tonight just doing spots. Someone called me to do a $2,000 gig tonight. I said no to it.
Why?
Oh, because it was. How far is it? It's about...
Marina's not... She can come to the stand and do it. She's just coming to hang out.
Well, it's too late now.
Oh.
Oh, fuck. She's not going to fucking... Marina?
Yeah.
She's not going to host for two... I'm hosting at the stand tonight.
Yeah, she will host. She's a good host. She hosts at the fucking cellar all the time.
Oh.
Oh, too bad.
I could still do the other one.
Where is it?
It's in Harrisburg, but I'm there already in a couple weeks.
Yeah, don't do it.
Why?
I don't know. It's far. You'd have to leave like right now.
No. I have to leave at 4. It's far. Yeah, fuck it. It's always... Then I was offered something tomorrow night, but they got somebody else, which I can't believe they got somebody else. It's a NA convention. You know, they said a certain amount of money. I go, give me, you know, like 100 more and I'll do it. And one, for the money I said to get Rich Voss, and I got 30 years clean. Who else could they have gotten to save $100? They're going to get somebody else.
They don't, you know, it's like, you know, remember my sister told me that time she was doing those big fundraisers and I was getting her comics to use for a while. And then she just was like, we'll just use anybody because people don't notice.
Well, let me tell you.
Well,
it was another comic that was getting the other comics. Wouldn't he know? Hey, fucking Rich Voss at a convention.
I don't know.
You know, I should have taken it for the money I was offered, but I can't do that.
You're always supposed to negotiate.
Yeah, I know. But it was NA. It would have been kind of fun to go hang out there and do a thing on New Year's Day.
Well, this guy asked me to do a cancer benefit, and I was like, how much? And then he was like, oh, okay, I'll pay you. Like, the way he was saying it was like, it's going to come out of his pocket. It's like a friend of his. And then I was like, I mean...
When is this?
I don't remember the date. I got to go look it up.
Who's it for?
You know, I don't want to say his name on the podcast, but you know him. He's booked me on shit before. New Jersey guy.
Oh.
You know who I'm talking about? And
the one that wears makeup?
Stop it.
Oh, brother.
But
well, you know, if I did, am I supposed to
take money from the guy?
Am I supposed
to
do
a cancer benefit?
No, am I supposed to do every fucking benefit that people?
I know.
You know, here's the thing. I donate the one I hold on. The charity I donate to is St. Jude's, because I hear they're the most. I mean, one, it's a great cause, and they're pretty honest. I've said this before. You know, they're giving. I don't know how much of it, but they're giving a high percentage to the charity. They're not making, you know, giving 4% or 10% or 5%. So today I get in the mail, I mean, 10 calendars, this and that, you know, like the stickers, a lot of stuff from some other charity, Boys Club or Boys Home, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting here going back and forth. Do I send them money? Do I not? Do I send them money? How much do I know is going towards this, you know? And they make you feel horrible because they send you all this stuff, these 10 calendars that I don't want, you know? So I go, well, I'll send them $25 or $50. It's not even the charity I even care about. I mean, that I'm involved. And then I realized I didn't have a stamp. So I paid a bill instead. I had two stamps left and I paid two bills. But, you know, maybe I'll send them something. But you can't. If I donated my time and money to every charity that comes our way, we never would earn a living. We would do fundraisers every night. And you try to do as many as you possibly can and try to help people and give back. But at some point, like if you're doing a cancer benefit and you say, okay, give me, let's say, $500. You know, if you were doing a private show, you'd get $3,000 to $5,000. So you are giving back even though you're getting paid. You know, so.
But also, like, okay, for an individual person, I get it. But to just raise money for cancer by doing a stand-up show, it's like.
That's ridiculous.
You're not giving them any money. You're what? Sending them a check for $300 is not worth my time to, like, go. Do you know what I mean? Like, it seems
well,
crazy.
Well, I see when you send St. Jude's. Say you send them $50.
No.
That's okay, because there's a million people sending them $50.
Right. But I'm saying now you put together a whole fucking stand-up show at some comedy club and you're calling it a fundraiser for whatever. And it's like, there can't possibly be, I mean, like $1,000, that's what you're doing this all for? It seems crazy.
Just insane, right? Is that what
it's just save your money. Have everybody just donate $10 on their own. Okay, I'm going to read out some names, some newsmakers, and do you have a joke on each one?
I don't have any.
You don't know if you do, because I'm going to say the name, and then you're going to, what comes to mind. All right?
Oh, we're doing Mad Libs with names?
All right. If you don't want to do it,
go ahead.
Do it.
Oh, brother. How about I say the names to you?
Well, you could do it if you had done the work. You see this paper? I put pencil to the paper.
You know, when you put your mouth...
pencil to the paper.
Put your mouth to the mic.
Is that a good Bill Cosby impression? I put the pencil to the paper.
See if you get any retweets.
Oh. People are probably just pointing out that I made a mistake still. I'm pretty sure that police use that hashtag to track down registered sex offenders. I take my time, Team Cosby. Why are they all smiling? Cool. When do they meet Seville in the molest off? So does that mean you like Quaaludes and wine? Bill groped you too, didn't he, Bonnie? Where's Chip Chipperson? This is people don't realize I raped Bill Cosby. Hope that doesn't come out. Reading the associated tweets makes me want to gargle Drano and slip into a warm battery acid bath. I don't know what that means. Well, that was disheartening. going to bleach my eyeballs now. All right.
I'll tell you one thing. When they walked him into the courthouse yesterday or into the police station, packed. Packed. Do you see how many people were there? Mobbed. He draws a crowd wherever he goes.
I like Nikki Glaser's joke.
What?
She goes, he's great with kids. People forget that. All right, ready?
Yes.
Quickly. Jared.
Foot long.
These are the jokes.
Well, you're saying quickly.
Caitlyn
Jenner.
No, you can't just do the name.
Buy her products. I don't do stuff like that. I can't do it.
Don't you have anything to say about Caitlyn Jenner?
Hot.
Okay. She is pretty hot. For what, as she's 16?
How old, for an older guy girl, she's very hot.
Stop. Don't. That is inconsiderate.
It's not inconsiderate. She's still a guy. She has a penis, right?
So we don't know that, actually. And also, that's not what makes you a male or female. It's up here in your brain.
Okay. Penis, male, non-penis, female.
That's an old way of looking at it. That's the old way. Fashioned. Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe I'm an old-fashioned guy. A lot of colored people would look at it that way, too.
Rich.
Go ahead. I was arguing with this girl on Twitter. She came at me, all this anti-Semitic stuff, and she was African-American. At least that's what her picture was, and, you know, mm-hmm. was. So I said, you know,
Why do you even know her? Why were you even, like...
Going because she's sending me stuff, so I'm
Why was she
to,
sending you stuff?
No, just tweets about, you know, Jews.
So this was on Facebook?
No, on Twitter.
Oh.
And, you know, we run the world, you know, and I'm arguing back, but, you know, I said, look, if I was...
I would never argue with someone.
I said, if I was as racist as you were anti-Semitic, I'm the one who would get fucking bashed for this. You know what I mean? You know, and I said, you know, clean your own house.
Oh, clean your own house argument.
How about, you know, you carry a message. How
You'd
about
be
birth
so
control?
Good on a reality show. I mean, you were good on a reality show, but you're the kind of person that would do well on a reality show because you're not afraid to use cliches, which is exactly what's necessary. Like, that's exactly when they interview you, when someone's like, you know, if you have like an issue with someone and you go, you know what? Clean your own house. That's the thing that they would use. Perfect. Boom. Yeah. Sums it up. Onto the. I would be like, I don't know. They're like an idiot. You know what I mean? They're like, blah, blah, blah. I wouldn't have a nice, clean sound bite like that.
I would.
You don't do some more cliches. Let's hear some. No, I'll clean give your it own you. House. No, what yeah. else? What well, else listen. Do you say to people on Twitter?
Hey, look.
Is that an EA thing, by the way? Program?
No, I don't think that's program. Or it might be. I don't know. But, you know, I'm not going to let them live rent-free in my head.
Don't let them live rent-free in your head.
No. You know what I mean?
I do know exactly. When you say it like that, I do know exactly what you mean.
Look, I do what I do. You do what you do. Just look, live and let live. That's all I'm saying.
Live and let live. Oh, isn't that also a Bond movie or something? Live and Let Die.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Live and Let Live. Then there wouldn't be no movie.
We know how it ends. All right, ready to continue?
Yeah, I'm killing these.
Cosby.
Ow. I'll just give him one word.
Ow. This is supposed to take up a lot of time.
It is.
I say quickly because you usually run off at the mouth there, mister.
Okay, go ahead.
Trump.
Towers.
So dumb. Come on. You're supposed to be giving some insightful.
Keep going. I'm killing
you don't
it.
Have any jokes.
I'm
You've
killing.
The whole year, you didn't write one joke for any of this stuff?
Mm-mm.
Schumer.
Chuck Schumer. What can I say about him? I'm very
That's
liberal.
Good. That's your best. That's your best one. Somewhere. Sheen.
I don't know. Time's up.
I don't think they hear the dryer.
Oh, they didn't hear the dryer buzz?
I don't know. I can't. I don't think so.
Oh, go ahead. What's next?
Sheen, you didn't have anything?
Oh, no. I mean, I could do a car wash thing or something. Eh? No, nothing.
A car wash?
You
Why?
Know, nice sheen on your car. Oh, no, that's...
Sean. We're looking for something to do with AIDS. Thank you. Can we get an HIV joke up in here, please?
Yeah, those are all big stories of 2015.
Yeah.
Big stories. What do you think the biggest story of 2015 is?
ISIS.
All right. You think that's the biggest? Yeah.
Syrian refugees? I don't know.
Quit picking your skin.
Sorry.
biggest story of 2015.
I can't believe that just goes on a podcast and then we just keep going.
What?
What are the biggest stories? Quit picking your skin! Sorry. Okay, what other stories?
I gotta go get a back scratcher. God damn, where they took that cyst out of my back.
I know, it's awful. But you always ask me to scratch it so hard.
I said to the doctor, he goes, hey, I might itch for a year. For a year. Who's that?
God, it's her friend again.
Tell her to quit calling. That was not her friend.
It was, too.
Let me see.
FaceTime.
Hit recents.
Well, it was, and it's FaceTime. It didn't come up because Raina answered it on her phone upstairs.
I'm hungry. I'm going to have some, I'm going to have a black bean burger.
Stop. I can't hear you say black bean burger one more time in this marriage.
I'm going to have...
Are we done?
Yeah, I guess we could wrap it up in 2 minutes, 45 minutes.
Well, should
enough.
We do some kind of like... Like that was supposed to be like a New Year's Eve horn.
No.
And then like imagine confetti.
What
Oh, the weather outside. Oh, that's what's a New Year's Eve song? That old song long thing.
What? No, let all the
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
That's it, right?
How come it's so sad? That song seems so sad. It's supposed to be like a time for new beginnings. You
I
know?
Tell you the biggest story of 2015 is we stayed married another year.
Boom, let's do it. Let's show these fuckers.
Yeah, ooh, you can't fuck with us. And listen.
And also, after you've had a Rich Fawcett, yeah, that's it for you in the dating world. You're done.
Yeah.
You might as well stick with him.
I'm just saying, if there's any other male or female podcasts out here, please stop already.
What?
Other married couples doing podcasts, and I'm reading about them. And
who? Why? It's like a new crop.
There's like two or three of them, I think.
Oh boy, oh my, oh goodness.
You know, I mean, we didn't.
Oh goodness gracious. Well, we do it the worst, and I think that's something to be proud of.
Yes.
Also, you know, it's weird because like I see other couples. Like one time, I was like, at CrossFit, and there's like a married couple that works out there.
God, I know. Enough already. Take it off your phone.
I can't because I got to see who's she's talking to. That's why I don't want to. So it's attached to my phone. Whatever. So they you know, like one came in after work and then the other one. And we're done. And the other one came in later and the girl goes to the guy. She goes, oh, you made it. And I just remember thinking, like, do they know each other? Like, so, like, would we ever talk to each other like that?
No, what? I wouldn't know.
And then I saw them just, like, standing there talking, like, kind of flirty.
They were married?
Yes.
Newlyweds, right?
No, they have three kids.
Ugh. Oh, the tall, good-looking guy?
Mm-hmm.
With all the tats?
Yeah. And his wife is really pretty.
Why don't we try to hook up with him?
Okay, that's hideous.
he's
Do you big. Really think, first of all, aside from the fact that there's no fucking way I would get naked in front of anyone, do you really think they're going to take a look at us and be like, yeah, let's do that? That this seems like a great idea.
I'm a good looking dude.
I love that you think that about yourself.
You're saying I'm not good looking?
I'm just saying. It's like when you walk around with your hands crossed like that, it's walking in the room. It's so annoying.
I come in to point some things out with my hands crossed like that.
Oh, God. I always know it's something that I don't want to do when you walk in like that. Bunny.
I'm only going to have one black bean burger. I'm not going to have two. Listen, folks. Next week I'll be at Helium in Philly. Next week I'll be at Helium in Philly, Wednesday through Saturday. Next week, the first week of 2016, then I'll be at Bananas in Hasbrook Heights, then Harrisburg. Go to richvoss.com. Look at my calendar. I'm booked up through almost a whole year already. Or through the summer, at least. And Bonnie, you could pre-order her book at Amazon.
But also, can I plug my dates? Because
yes,
I have something at the end of January. What's that place called? You hooked it up for me. Some casino or something.
Oh, Mohegan Sun.
Mohegan Sun. Sometime in the end of January. Go look at Mohegan Sun's website.
Don't you got Vinny Distress Factory in March?
First of all, in February, the first weekend in February, I'm at McGuire's. First weekend in March, I'm at
Stress Factory.
The Stress Factory. Please buy tickets to all three of those events.
Can you get your book? Pre-order your book?
If you've already pre-ordered the book, you know what to do. Go to McGuire's. Go to Stress Factory. Go to...
Listen,
what's the other one again? Mohegan Sun.
Yeah. So go see Bonnie.
You're so like, you just shut down when other people are talking about themselves.
I was fucking
going to...
I'm the one who brought up pre-order your book before you even said anything. So I didn't shut down. I'm a fucking team
player.
The
book is coming out February 23rd.
Yeah,
so.
Pre-order it at Amazon right now. Go through Amazon, Riotcast, all that shit. So we can double dip.
Double dip, what does that mean?
We can make two times.
Oh, like go order the book. Oh, yeah. Listen, click Amazon before you buy my book.
Yeah, double dip. Listen, have a good 2016. This is the year.
Guys, have a good 2016. You're so...
What?
You're just like... Listen. First of all, his arms are crossed right now, like in the way that I hate. And he's like saying, have a good 2016. This is like big wrap up.
Hey, listen, thank you for supporting us in 2015.
It's been a wonderful 2015.
Thanks for supporting.
2016, right around the corner. We won't talk to you till next year. A little joke there, folks.
All right. I'm fucking tired. I'm all petered out. Pooped out. I'm out. I'm tired. The problem is when you finally get a good night's sleep, You're tired.
You want more?
You want more.
It's like a drug.
You're yawning. I'm yawning.
I wonder why the other couples are taking over. Oh, I wonder. They're probably fucking full of energy and life, talking nicely to each other, discussing the top newsmaker. I have top 10 newsmakers of 2015. I got to number 6. That's the effort I put in. Some names on a paper. Uh-huh. You said Towers when it came to Trump. You know? That we don't deserve the people.
We don't?
We don't deserve it. We don't deserve listeners.
I think we give them more than we're supposed to. I think we go far and above. I think we go that extra yard. I think we, you know, they want an inch. I think we give them a mile. That's all I'm saying. We do
it. Thanks, Rich. We got it. We got what we need. Thanks for being on the show.
Okay. What do you want to call this one? Let's give it a title. Tell me.
You say tomato. I say tomato. What do you want? I think you should call it
Bruises.
Richard.
Oh no, sorry.
Why?
I don't know. Why? It was just a name. What can we call it? Wrap up?
No. Chew.
Oh, such
Excuse
a bad
me.
Sneeze.
What was the word you said wrong?
I didn't say the word wrong.
Why don't you call it word of the day? This is not something you're supposed to talk about on the podcast.
Yeah, well, it's the end. It's not like in the beginning.
Goodbye.
Well, what do I call it?
I will tell you after you hang up.
No, I want the people to know.
No, they already know. They clicked on it.
And I want them, yes, and I want them to go,
that's how they got to it. That's how they get
that's how we get to
this
it.
This is how we get the thing. He says, Rich usually suggests 2 or 3 horrendous titles. Because you're not good at titles.
It's been off for 2 minutes.
No, it hasn't.
Yes.
No.
I'm not good at titles.
You're terrible at titles.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, this one you'd probably be like, this one is called 2015 Ending, 2016 Starting. Should we call that?
Oh, that's a good one.
Should we call that?
Oh, yeah, really? Really? I think we could call it... A year in review.
Exactly. This is exactly... That's actually one of your better titles, and yet it's terrible.
But last week's title was Don't Listen and...
Explanatory. That's what you should call it.
No, I said explanatory. All right, we'll call it explanatory. Look, come see me in Philly next week. Bananas the week after. Harrisburg. Thank you for the support. We'll talk to you
goodbye
next time.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.